Donald Trump, Israel has every right to defend itself with overwhelming force from Hamas terrorist assaults. By Amy Furr on October 7, 2023. Former President Donald Trump called the Islamic Hamas terrorists' ongoing assault on Israel a disgrace and criticized President Joe Biden's administration in a statement Saturday. "These Hamas attacks are a disgrace, and Israel has every right to defend itself with overwhelming force," Trump said, according to the Times of Israel in an emailed statement from the former president. "Sadly, American taxpayer dollars helped fund these attacks, which many reports are saying came from the Biden administration," he added, as the Times said he was apparently blaming the U.S. government's policy on Iran for the assault. "We brought so much peace to the Middle East through the Abraham Accords, only to see Biden whittle it away at a far more rapid pace than anyone thought possible. Here we go again," Trump concluded. The Associated Press, AP, reported Saturday morning that, according to Israel's National Rescue Service, numerous individuals were killed during the terrorist assault, noting that hundreds were wounded and many are listed in critical condition. "The militant Hamas rulers of the Gaza Strip have carried out an unprecedented multi-front attack on Israel, firing thousands of rockets as dozens of Hamas fighters infiltrated the heavily fortified border in several locations and catching the country off guard on a major holiday. Israel says at least 40 people have died." Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu declared Israel was at war and called for a mass mobilization of army reserves. The invasion revived memories of the 1973 war practically 50 years to the day. Video footage shows the surprise attack on Israel perpetrated by Hamas, according to The Guardian. Hamas militants were filmed crossing the Gaza-Israel border just after dawn, the outlet said. More video footage shows the destruction from the attack, and NBC News reported Hamas launched rockets from the Gaza Strip, and militants then infiltrated the southern part of Israel. European political leaders have since condemned the attacks. Breitbart News reported Saturday, noting they happened as the Jewish state observed the major religious holiday of Simchat Torah. At the time of this reporting, battles are still being waged across the country between the Hamas invaders and Israeli soldiers, the outlet said.